Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Well, Miss Mandy has a brand new stroker boy. And I will be calling him Fetish Slut for right now until I come up with some other little catchy name. You know, Fetish Slut is a good name for Stroker Boy because he's into fetish clothing. And I'm thinking we're going to be hearing a lot about him soon. He seems to be very active in the sissy lifestyle. He told me that he goes to a store that some other phone girl turned him on to, and he goes there and picks out different outfits, and apparently there's a lot of dominatrixes and mistresses, and there's always somebody there that, you know, is ready to watch him model his outfits. So he called me, I guess it was last week, I'm a little late getting this post up. He called me last week and he told me that he had just been there in the afternoon and he had modeled a couple of outfits and he brought home some pretty little nighties to wear. And I'm sure they are very adorable, don't you think? And I know you sissies out there are jealous already that you weren't in that store modeling pretty little nighties and panties for all the beautiful mistresses. And these girls made him walk around the store and wiggle his little sissy ass. He says it's a pretty happening spot, so it sounds like it's a lot of fun. Well, anyway, I asked Fetish Slut what he was wearing when he called me. And, of course, you're all going to be terribly shocked by this pink panties. I mean, I almost require pink panties, don't I? For sissies and sissy faggots and cross-dressers. Pink lipstick, a pink bra, 2-inch heels. Oh, and he shared a little secret with me. Black stockings and a black garter belt. He says the black makes him feel much more submissive. So pink and black, there you go. I wonder if it was Tinkerbell pink lipstick. He also has a itsy bitsy clitty, 1.5 inches. So I know, another teeny tiny for my blog. I love that. I love having humiliation on my blog. And I love you little dick sissies also. And Fetish Slut, I'm going to have a lot of fun with you. He told me he had a 6-inch dildo. And he told me that while he was modeling his little pink panties, his little clitty actually would be big if it was on a doll. That's pretty funny. Well, anyway, I'm going to addict Fetish Slut to Miss Mandy. He is going to be totally addicted to me. I want to know what the inventory is like, what toys you have, Fetish Slut. I'll post that on my blog, and I'll also post our little sessions, especially if we do something amusing. I also mentioned last week that we would get MFS tattooed on his little sissy faggot ass, Mandy's Fetish Slut. I think that would be good, don't you? And let's see. How about 24/7 panties and a chastity device? And I can take that little one incher and make it twitch. That's right, fetish slut. Your little clitty's gonna twitch in those panties. And I'm sure all my other little sissies out there are just gonna be twitching with envy when they read about you and your outfits and going to the fetish store and your fetish outfit and serving Miss Mandy. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this, does it? Now, I also mentioned on Mandy's News that I love comments. So, Fetish Slut, I want you to start initiating my new policy. If I put posts up, I want comments back. I mean, I get people that say, why didn't anybody comment on your blog post? And it's because nobody commented. You didn't comment. I don't mean you, Fetish Slut, because I know you well. But you other guys, and there's a bunch of comments I'm going to be putting up. You know, I was at the house in Long Beach Island all week getting ready for the party this weekend, you know, for the holiday weekend. And I just got in with a bunch of groceries, and there's some sissies running around here. So I've been a little bit preoccupied, but I am looking forward to a good session with Fetish Slut. Last week we never hooked up again because I got busy on the phone, so my apologies for that, but I am really looking forward to learning more about what my Fetish Slut has been up to, how his little clitty is doing in those little panties. I hope you have some pretty little panties on for me tonight, and I am hoping to be talking to you soon. So, okay, Fetish Slut, get cracking there, and I will be talking to you. And I'm signing off for now. Miss Mandy here, and remember, who are you addicted to? You are addicted to Miss Mandy. 1-877-732-6360 for your kinky phone sex fetish calls. Bye-bye, and have a great holiday weekend.